I actually have to start by saying that I really don't believe that we take long COVID with the same degree of seriousness as other countries. We are told here this morning about some of the very well-established practices that exist now in France. And, you know, I would like to always think that we try to be best practice in this country. We were best practice in this country when it came to the measures to protect our communities in the midst of the pandemic. And as a result of that, we, I suppose, are among the lowest in Europe when it comes to people who lost their lives. And anyone who loses their life is one too many, but we still did remarkably well. But when it comes to looking after people who have, whether we like it or not, a life-changing condition that has fundamentally altered you know, the manner in which they go about their daily lives, we have fallen significantly short. And I don't really buy the whole notion of, you know, joining up clinics because they're not busy enough. There's an awful lot more people out there with long COVID than people realise. I'd be interested to know what information campaigns you're running to encourage people to maybe consider that maybe if they're suffering from fatigue, that it mightn't be because they're overworked, but perhaps it's because they have long COVID. And just in terms of the practicalities, I'd like to know, why is it that the HSC has recruited physiotherapists in some long COVID clinics and not in others? Because it would just seem that it's quite unfair that some clinics are better resourced than others. What is the rationale for long COVID patients in only some parts of the country being able to access physiotherapy? And remember, people who suffer have long COVID may not be in a position to travel as a result of fatigue. Getting a train from the west of Ireland to Dublin for some sort of for treatment and getting the train back home could have a detrimental effect on them for a number of weeks. So it seems to me that it's wrong, it's not fair, it's not equality as we know it. And that is where people get very annoyed when you have a situation where urban and the population base gets far more superior treatment and supports than people who live in more rural parts of the country. And does the HSE plan on recruiting physiotherapists for the long COVID clinics that don't have them? Because remember, the symptoms of long COVID in some respects are very similar to the symptoms of people who had COVID. It's tiredness, it's fatigue, it's not being able to get up, it's not having energy, it's in many cases being in pain. We heard very striking examples, and my colleague sitting beside me, Senator Kyne, spoke about somebody who ran marathons until they got long COVID. Now they can barely get out of bed. So I want to know why these policies of urban versus rural. And again, don't give me an answer where you say that just because the clinic isn't busy enough that you have decided to close it or merge it. Because this is a problem, and it's time the HSC faced up to it in a real way and a meaningful way, not in a tick-the-box way.
So I might come back on that, Senator, and thank you. And just to say, the aim in setting up the clinics originally was to have equity around the country so that people wouldn't, there wouldn't be a single specialist clinic located in one city or the other. So we did try to have national equity and ensure that the clinics are staffed to the same level. Now, as my colleague Catherine alluded to earlier, we have had difficulty with recruitment for this clinic, and for these clinics and for other clinics, because this is specialised staffing and a new entity. So we are continuing to recruit. And we're certainly, with the information that Deputy Colin Ann is looking for on the staffing and the breakdown of the funding and the staffing, that might answer the question when we provide that. But Catherine, I think it would be fair, we can assure the Senator that we're continuing to try and recruit, that we'll have a full complement of staffing at the clinics.
Yes, we are continuing. Recruitment is ongoing for these clinics. Albeit that, as people know from our natural service plan of 2024, the pay and number strategy is yet to be finalised, but as it stands at the moment, there is recruitment ongoing for those specialists where recruitment is permitted, those areas. Just in terms of physiotherapists, I'll say that I understand from the designing of this that there was consultation with lots of the clinics in relation to the kind of resources that were required, and it was each determined what they needed, and that informed where there were physiotherapists and where there are not. Also, in terms of the urban versus rural, the clinics were set up on a hospital group basis, and as you know, we're moving to the regions at the moment, but the hospital groups were in place at the time, and each hospital group was allocated to post-acute and a long acute COVID clinics. So there is a good geographical spread in terms of clinic availability and accessibility.
Okay, I'm conscious of your time, Chairman, so that's good enough. Yeah. Thanks.